Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls.
This show airs the second Monday of every month. Join us.
I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Happy Monday, everybody. Lots of love to you all, and thank you so much for being part of the show. If you're new to the show, I want to send a loving welcome to you and graciously appreciate your loving heart and your commitment to your spiritual path and to your awakening to greater levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity. So a little bit about how the show works so that you know how to get the most from the experience. I always like to do a meditation just to get people connected and feeling the vibrations of love. And then I decided I want to read a portion of my book. It's called Living Life as You Always Dreamed. And it talks about various components of awakening to your inner spirit's level of love and heightening it to a place where you really work out into the world and start to feel lots of love and joy and peace and sharing that with others in the planet. When we come from love and we share from love, we have a deeper, richer inner sanctuary with our connections, and our relationships with ourselves and with others become heightened and more harmonious and more peaceful. And so each time we have our show, I'd like to read a small section of it. I also have decided that as the show continues, I probably will add an extra show. For now, I'm going to keep it to the second Monday. Do jot down this website, so if you don't have a pen, it's also on the chat box. It's Angel, angelroselove.wix.com/love. Again, that's angelroselove.wix.com/love. I'm going to go through as many calls as I can, but if you're interested in having a reading during the time of the finishing of the show, then I request that you make a donation because it's after the show, and you can do any donation at that website. And then this way you'll be able to still have the experience of having a reading. And so, again, it's angelroselove.wix.com/love. And in this way, after the show, I can continue and give you a call. I am jotting down the phone number, so if that is of interest, I would encourage you to do the donation, especially if you just logged in, because I'm seeing a bunch of calls to do that. And then this way, I know to call you after the show and so forth. And then if you are committed to your spiritual path and you are interested in exploring and seeing if what I do resonates with you, then please go ahead after I do the reading to let me know if you'd like me to contact you. I always respect people's privacy around that as well. And so just to tell you a little bit about my background, if you're new, I am an angelic walk-in, and I channel these pure, expansive, loving beings that I absolutely love, in addition to all of the angelic realm that I absolutely love, because that's my family, and Christ love and universal love. I create a very sacred sanctuary around the energy of love. And I really believe that when we feel that energy of love and we deepen it within our own beingness, that we have so much more joy and more peace in our life. And so part of what I'm here to do is to support those that want to wake up to heightened levels of love and to be able to experience it deep inside of them. And so I work with these channel beings to help you to activate. I do angel messages. I have an online series, a variety of products that I created. And when you mention Blog Talk Radio Show, you get a special for any of the services that I offer. So I would encourage you to, you know, get involved if it resonates with you. You can scan the website and read some of the testimonials, invest in yourself, and start living a life of greater joy, greater love and peace and so forth. Again, the website is angelroadslove.wix.com/love, and it's in the chat box. So let's go ahead and close our eyes, and we're going to do a meditation just to kind of get our connection to the vibration of love. And just allow any thoughts to just float away. Sometimes we put them on the waves of the ocean of love, or we can put them on imaginary clouds, and just keeping our attention in the present moment with a deep, deep breath. As a certified hypnotist, I won't be putting you deeply under. I'll just put you in a slight relaxed state so that you could feel this beautiful love, as I call in all these beautiful angelic beings, this universal pure loving beings, Christ love and universal love, to create a circle of love, a realm of love, a beauty of love, to support the callers and those that have chosen to listen to the recording afterwards. And I ask that you really go deep into your heart and go as deep as you can with your breath and just open your heart to the energy of love. What would that feel like inside if you really focused in on feeling love? Allowing your body to become so relaxed as you breathe all the way in from the toes, all the way up to the top of your head. Just allowing your whole entire body to just float with the color pink moving into your heart, into your mind, into your body. That beautiful color that symbolizes love, to just circle around. And to just breathe that in, feeling this love that's nurturing. The more you open up to the worthiness of love, the deeper the love goes, the deeper your breath, the more open you become to love. Just allow yourself to just feel this nurturing all the way inside your heart. All the way inside the human mind and inside the body. Allowing yourself to just feel almost like you're rocking with this gentleness of love. And when you're ready, you can slowly come back into the room, feeling your surroundings, feeling the nurturing and the pampering inside. Feeling your breath just calming you and relaxing you to a deeper place of peacefulness inside. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug. And just allow yourself to experience that beauty of love inside. And so this is from the chapter of the book that I wrote called Living Life as You Always Dreamed. And I feel like it would be nice to focus a little bit on each show on various components of the book. You're welcome to get the book. It's only $11. It's an ebook and it's on the website if you choose to treat yourself or gift somebody else with it. The chapter is talking about having self-belief and what that feels like inside. It breaks it down into a whole bunch of components, so I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm just going to read a couple of paragraphs from it just to kind of allow you to feel some of the messages that may resonate for you. So if some people like to close their eyes, and if you choose to do that, that'll help you to really tune in and just stay very present. As one comes As one chooses to come from divine love, one will understand the importance of balance and belief in self. Balance in the way one loves and cares for oneself. The self entails how we care for the body, the mind, and the soul. Living fully in the physical body entails putting our attention on positive focus and attitude so as to appreciate and enjoy life more. It also entails developing our skills to expand our horizons. The level of fulfillment, love, and financial security commiserate with the level we are all at in our development of the four specific areas. It actually commiserates. The four areas consist of self-belief, positive focus, skill development, and positive attitudes. The development of our self-belief brings us to a higher level of fulfillment. When we take care and time to nurture ourselves, we feel a greater love and a self-respect. This helps us to feel more secure and fulfilled inside. The more secure we feel, the more we will enjoy living life. It is quite amazing when we lead our life with self-belief, a positive focus, developing the skills that are necessary to enhance our spirituality, and having a positive attitude. We live a more fulfilled life. We feel self-directed in our own style of leadership, and those around us feel inspired as well. We feel more alive in the activities that we choose to get involved in, and we feel an inner joy and peace. Feeling secure with oneself gives us the courage to take more risks in life. We believe in our talents, our abilities, and our skills, choosing to do new things and explore more in life. We feel a sense of freedom, an out-of-a-box mentality, where we enjoy developing more of our skills and discover latent abilities and talents. The relationships we have with others will also become healthier and more whole when we as individuals become healthier and more whole. So again, this is from the book, Living Life as You Always Dreamed, and I hope you enjoyed that first chapter. It's on the website, and if you're interested in getting it, you can go on to the product tab of the website and treat yourself. So our next show is on August 15th. I'm going backwards in time, and it's going to be at the same time, same place, and same location. Okay, so we're going to start the readings now, and what I'm going to ask you to do is to focus in on your heart, have a specific question that you would like me to ask. Please stay out of the story around it because of the time frame, and allow me to be able to tune in and then get your answer to your question. If you have more questions that you do want to ask, then, of course, you can also come after the show and do a donation, or you can schedule a private session and as well. For the show, I'm only asking people to focus in on one question so I can get through to as many people as possible. And, again, if you are interested in having if I don't get to everybody a reading after the show, then go ahead and do the donation at angelroselove.wix.com/love. Click on the donation tab and then just make any donation. It's a way of giving back, and then I'll be able to do some more readings with you right after the show. Okay, so we're going to take caller number 509, and what I'd like you to do is just tell me your first name, love, and then the state you're calling from. It helps me to tune in. Okay, 509, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, sweet, good morning. What's your name?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. And what state are you calling from?
From Washington.
Seattle, Washington, or Washington, D.C.?
No, just Seattle, Washington.
Very cool. I used to live there. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your question?
I'm currently single, and I'm wondering if you see, like, a new boyfriend coming about. I'm also, like, talking to someone from the past, and so I'm kind of curious, like, oh, if there isn't anyone, like, where do you see us becoming more than friends? So,
okay.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I don't know where this has come from, if this is a description, but this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing someone that has, and it's going to sound funny because I normally don't get descriptions like this, but I'm getting descriptions. He seems like he has auburn brown hair, and he has glasses. He's very funny, and he's somebody that makes you feel giddy and alive and happy, because what I'm hearing is that, I don't know why your mom's energy is very strong. Is she on this side of the realm or the other side?
She's still alive.
Yeah. Do you have a close relationship with her?
Yeah, kind of. I'm away for school right now, but we still keep in touch.
Yeah, she's very much in your energy field, and she obviously loves you. With this person, do you play music?
Myself?
Are you into?
I get ready. No, I don't play any musical instruments. I just like to get ready, like, you know, like makeup and hair, and I play music.
Oh, you listen to music.
When I do that.
This guy has a really deep, he may be a drummer or something, but he has a really heavy musical background, and he just is a really good guy, and I'm hearing that you're going to meet him through school. You haven't met him yet. It's going kind of like you're passing from one class to another class. And I don't know why I'm here in the class of chemistry. Do you take a chemistry class? Could be he's taking it, but if you're not.
Yeah, probably him.
Okay. So it feels like he's very smart. I'm hearing medical school. So he's a very, very smart person that he's preparing. Obviously, the school you're going to, I don't think, has that advanced. I think he's getting his degree and then moving on to med school, but he's just a really good guy. So when you meet this guy, I'm seeing the word six. I don't know. It's not days. It could be weeks or months. Sorry if it's months, because that doesn't feel long. But when you do meet this guy, stay very open, because initially you may not be physically attracted to him, but his laughter and his giddiness and his sense of humor will just pull you in. And whether or not you choose to have a relationship with this guy, I would definitely be open to him being in your life, because he's going to open you up to a lot more. I do see other guys entering your life. It seems like you're going to have a choice on who you eventually will end up with. It seems like you're going to be dating for some time, especially while you're going to school. It doesn't look like – do you have, one or two more years left? How many years do you have?
I have my bachelor's, or I will be getting it in the fall, and then I need 3 more years of law school.
So law. Yeah, so you're also really smart. So, it looks like within the second year is when things will start becoming more serious relationship-wise. So the first few years is kind of, and it's probably a little to your advantage, because it may be too much of a distraction, especially as you start getting into law school. But the people that will be entering your life will make you very, it'll just keep you in a playful spirit, especially this one guy. He just cracks me up. His energy is so light and fluffy. So I would definitely encourage you to stay open and receptive to this person, and just allow him to enter into your life in a way that kind of gives you that sense of connection, and that'll help you to move more into that experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was actually wanting Jeff. Like, he's such an awesome guy, but I guess not.
Yeah, I was looking forward rather than back to see who was going to come into your life and so forth. So did you want me to contact you for future readings or anything that I offer? Do you want to explore that, or do you feel complete?
I was listening to everything you were saying, so I can go to the site and kind of do that, just
okay,
to get a little
great.
Bit more insight, of this particular guy.
Then you can contact me. That sounds great. Okay, so I'll make a note that you'll call me if you're interested.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Okay. Okay. So looks like the next caller is 303. And I don't know if 806 got dropped off, but that was after you. So you're on the air. Can I get your name and the state is Colorado?
Hi. Well, you're not wrong, but you're not right. My name is Allison.
You're not
Diamond
living there. Your area code is there. But
that
you're not
is
there. Okay.
Right. That is
okay,
right.
What's your
I
name?
No longer live there. Allison in Arizona.
Oh,
not in Colorado.
Yeah, good for you. You went to a warmer place. Okay.
Yeah.
806, you called back. It looks like you may have gotten dropped off, so I'm going to take you after this call because I saw that you called back, and we'll just see how time flows. It sounds like we're doing good time. Okay, so again, if I don't catch you, just go ahead and make your donation, and I'll do it after the show because I do want to give you that option rather than you having to wait a month, or you can always schedule a private session if I don't have time because we have 8 minutes left, so I'll see how many I can get through. Okay, so what's your question?
Well, I'm torn between two topics.
Have your questions ready, everybody. I know it's like when you're on the air, it's like then you go, like,
I will,
where do I go, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to ask about work. I'm looking for a second part-time job to go with my current part-time job. I have odd hours at my job, so I need a second job that can pair with it. And I'm just going sort of nuts trying to find something that I will enjoy and that will pay some money for a change. It's all about the money right now. Get in with some
yeah,
money.
Yeah, it feels like, are you doing some kind of administrative type of work or something?
No.
What are you doing?
I work at a radio station.
Okay, are you doing like paperwork there or something? Or
not at all. No, not at all.
I'm seeing lots of shuffling of papers. I don't know if that's something that, I don't know what that means, but for some reason I'm seeing something like that. It doesn't feel like you're getting paid what you're worth, obviously, but I'm not getting clear. I don't know why these papers and numbers keep popping up.
I can tell you why. Because part of the job, I'm not in the office side of it, but part of the job includes keeping a log sheet of times of when shows run and when ads run. So that's what you're seeing probably. I mean,
yeah,
it takes a little painful job.
It just kind of feels like you enjoy part of it, but there's something more. And again, this is another thing that keeps popping up, and it could be that you were thinking about it or a latent thing, but have you ever done anything around accounting?
Oh, my God, no. Oh, yuck.
Numbers. There's something. Yeah, I know, right? I just have no idea where that's popping up. But there's something with numbers, and it may not be something that you love to do, but there's something around numbers that I would definitely explore. It doesn't have to be the actual accounting, but there's something with numbers that'll give you a greater level of income.
I'm a writer. My field is definitely not. I enjoy numbers, but I can say, and I because I used to do a little bit of. I had a job, you know, like 25 years ago, a summer job, where I was an office manager that did include.
That's where the numbers were coming in. But I have no interest.
Oh no. That is not my calling.
I know. I'm not surprised because I didn't see a lot of light around it, but it definitely would bring in. You have so much that you've done in your energy field. I'm not seeing a lot of light when I tune in to certain things, and that's why I was kind of like, why are the numbers popping up? Yeah, there's you have like your hands in so many things. I mean, the only thing that could, but it wouldn't bring in the level of income that you want is, you know, it's going to take too long. This is what I'm hearing to tell you, and I know you don't like it, but it's something that I would totally explore. There could be a portion or a part of it, like maybe in an area that would be more enjoyable, but I am hearing to explore something with with numbers, and I don't know why numbers keep popping up. So that keeps coming up to look into that. It brings in the level of income. And actually, when you're, it's not so much management, because I don't think you really want to do that, have all that stress, but there's something that has to do with numbers that kind of surprises you that when you're doing it, it's not as bad as you thought. So that's what I'm hearing from your spirit guides to tell you. And I know it's probably like, what? But I'm totally getting that, and I would really just kind of look into something around it rather than keeping your mind on what you have done in the past that you don't like, which is not where you were supposed to be in the first place, management and all that kind of stuff, is to look into different facets with regard to stay open and see what's around that, because there's something there that has a latent ability of yours that you kind of enjoy, but you know, it's not like you hate it. It's like it brings in the income and it gives you that sense of freedom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No one will hire me on that for any kind of accounting. That's not at all my
field.
No, it's
not really accounting.
Or working like, with numbers, you know, or even work with numbers. I'm a words person. I'm a words person, not a numbers person. But I want to thank you. I know you have other callers, so I'll let you go.
Thank
you for your time.
And check in just to see.
Have a good day.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we have, you know, sometimes we get messages and it doesn't always make sense, but, you know, if we're staying open, we're staying open. So, you know, these are the messages that come through. Okay, so I think it was 806 that was dropped call. So were you the dropped call that you decided to call back in?
Yeah. Thanks for grabbing me in.
Yeah, well, I wrote down the number. You know, it's funny when we get messages, it's really kind of cool. So, you know, be careful with what you ask for because you may not like the answer.
Oh, I've had that happen to me before, too.
I know, it's funny. It's like they get it.
And I always try to be
like,
grateful about it because they're really disappointed. Yeah. They don't mean to be ugly. They're just disappointed.
Oh, no,
so.
I don't take it personal, but it is funny because it kept popping up. So it's kind of comical. I'd be curious to know if she does look into it and see what she gets. But anyway, what's your name, love?
My name is Sherry in Texas.
Okay. Great old Texas. I get a lot of people from Texas. Okay,
awesome.
So 908, just so you know, and 805, I won't have time to do you on the air. If you're interested in having a reading, I would encourage you to quickly do a donation of any kind on the website, and then I could do a reading for you after the show. So go to angelroselove.wix.com/love. And on the bottom, just go ahead and click on the donation tab, and then I'll be able to do that for you. So just so you know. Okay, so Sherry, what's your question?
I am wanting to see what you're seeing as far as my, I'm going to call it my healing practice, which encompasses a bunch of things.
Are you Reiki?
Yes.
I see big Reiki. Have you gotten your advanced degrees in Reiki?
Yeah, I have 2 double masters.
Okay, that's why I'm seeing lots of advanced. So what's your question around that?
That as part
you
as
touched...
well as...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, how do you see my healing practice, which includes Reiki, developing in the short to midterm?
The angelics are telling me this, that you haven't even touched what you're supposed to be doing. You do have a loving healing, but you also have other abilities that haven't come through yet, and something with channeling energies and so forth. You do channel a lot of energies. You have to be careful not to exhaust yourself or deplete yourself. Make sure you fill yourself up first before you bring the energy. But there's something to do... and I'm hearing the word writing, so some kind of channeling. Do you channel through your writing?
Sometimes, like, in fact, this weekend I'll be channeling some horoscopes. I try to do that every now and then, but pretty much everything I do, I try to pull from the divine.
Yeah, make sure you raise your energy a little higher before you do that so that you are able to get a clearer message and you don't get exhausted by it. That's the big thing. We only have 18 seconds.
All right,
I apologize.
My friend.
If you want, if you want to do more, you can do a quick donation. I can contact you after the show. Do you want me to contact you?
Yes, and I'm going to do a donation right now. So if you want to grab,
yeah,
I'm trying
well,
to see if there's a link to your.
I could end the show and keep you. Oh wait, no. If I don't end the show, I'm not sure how that works. But I may end up just keeping you on and just continuing going.
Okay.
And so, and then 8:05. I don't know if you're interested. You're still on. So if you want me to do a reading, if you do the donation, I can do the reading as well for you both. I won't end the episode. I'll just keep it going.
Okay. And I'm donating while you're talking. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wait to finish so it doesn't conflict with.
Okay, but you have my number in case I get.
Yeah.
Disconnected. Okay. Where is the donation thingy?
Oh, scroll down in the bottom.
Oh, there it is, donate. Sorry.
Okay, good. I was going to say, did I move it?
No, I'm like, maybe I'm missing it. Okay, I see it. If it works.
I am. Yeah, this other thing that I'm getting is, do you see images?
I do readings, and so I'm clairtissant, so it's like the clear knowing. So you could call it images. I kind of look at it as just like an extension of my imagination.
Okay, cool, because I got a huge message for you, so hurry up and finish.
Okay. You know what? I'm on Firefox. I'm going to go on Internet Explorer and see if it will let me hit that donation button. It's not letting me hit it.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay. What is up?
That's okay.
The button is not active. The button is not active on either.
Because I just clicked on it. Are you on Google Chrome?
No, I was on Internet Explorer and Firefox. I have two different browsers, and it's not working on either. What should you do? It's a PayPal, right? Can you just give me your PayPal?
Yeah. It's angelroselove.wix.com.
Is that your actual PayPal email?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to type in under the other one to see if it works. It's angelheartofmotivation@gmail.com.
Okay. angelheartofmotivation@gmail.com. Okay. Let me send money.
I don't know why. Let me see. I'm going on to the other one to see if it works.
I'm putting you in as a friend, so it won't charge either of us.
Oh, thank you.
Angel Heart, just like it sounds, right? Of motivation at gmail.com.
Huh.
Sorry, I'm putting all this
like
on your archive.
Oh, that's okay.
So is there specific tiers or?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, you're
okay,
right.
Just,
it doesn't,
neither one of them did
on,
for me. Maybe that's why
yeah,
people weren't.
But it does work on Google Chrome, so I gotta see.
Okay,
I
don't have that one.
Yeah.
But I'm in there. I've got your account, so I'm just gonna send it straight through.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Well, the other links work, but that one doesn't. That's interesting.
Crap.
Well, I appreciate you letting me know that. I was able to fix it now.
Can you read that to me again? The
oh, sure. Angel. A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-R-T of motivation at gmail.com. I don't know if you can go into the chat box, but I'm typing.
Okay. I think I've narrowed it down now.
Okay,
continue. Okay. There you go.
Okay, is your focus back here?
Yes, I'm back with you.
Okay. I'll check later and make sure.
Yeah, it just confirmed angelheartofmotivation@gmail.com.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so so this is one of the things that I'm getting that you haven't done yet that I would look into, and it's actually going to be kind of fun for you. When I don't know if you've ever had any desire to do this, but I would definitely explore and play with it. When you see these images that you, when you do your readings, you can actually create a, some form of, and this is what I'm hearing, a collage onto a, into a portrait of some kind to give them. In that collage will have various types of symbols and messages for them that they can
and actually,
use to help.
That's awesome.
You're doing that?
I'm an artist, so that was one of the ways I was going to go.
Oh, I was
going to
ask if
also,
you were an artist.
Yeah,
yeah,
I paint
because,
and I draw, and so it would be really nice to
do
that for a client.
Yeah, I was
going
to like it. Yeah,
yeah,
and
I
so
love
this
that.
Is, this is what I'm seeing, and it's really interesting. I'm seeing shapes, like lots of shapes, and in those shapes, you use various colors, and the colors are the, my heart goes on fire, has various meanings. So, for example, say you're doing getting messages about the or the person's heart, and you get the shape inside their heart. And in that side of their heart, they have various chambers. And in those chambers, you have colors. And you get to show them where their blocks are. And then in that block, you get to give them messages on what they need to release.
Right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
It
so
also
it's like
doesn't
a visual
have to be,
of the reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it also could be like their path in their, and this is what they're showing me too, like a timeline where they're walking on their path. And you show them various celebrations of their life and what steps they can take to move their life more into the fork that they want to move into through various insightful messages and symbols that you use. So when they look at this picture, it's a subliminal message to help them to, because the mind picks up words and sometimes the colors, it doesn't pick up as much, but the heart does. And so when people look into it, their mind can pick up these symbols and messages behind it to wake up the parts of themselves.
Right. Now, see, that's definitely going to be channeled information.
Oh, yeah, it's totally channeled. They keep telling me, though, you have to raise your vibration because what happens at times is when you do the Reiki, you're getting it at a certain vibratory level, but when you start raising your energy and you move above a certain line, your vibrational frequency will be able to channel these pictures at a higher frequency and it'll be cleaner and more appropriate for them, especially as you move along the timeline for them towards their future rather than their past.
Is that like when you say raise your vibration, meaning my mood at the time that I'm doing it?
Not so much your mood, but you have to get, this is going to sound funny, you have to get out of your humanness and connect more to your spirit.
Okay.
And have your spirit connect to the spirit of these beings that, you know, you're that you channel.
Awesome. So basically that to me sounds like... when you just say, hey, I'm here, y'all do what you want with me. That way I don't expend any of my own human energy.
Yeah, because what happens is you have a lot of compassion in your heart. And
yeah.
If you're working, it's very apparent. If you're working with somebody that's not as connected vibrationally to love or has a lot of stress in their body, there's a tendency with your Reiki to take in some of that energy like a sponge. Or you give so much of yourself out that you don't get yourself filled up enough because the humanist is coming from a limited perspective and your spirit is unlimited. So when you raise and connect more to your spirit, then it's an unlimited energy that's supporting them and you're not getting depleted.
Okay. That makes
sense.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as you continue to fill yourself up with love, ooh, there's a UFO ship right there. I don't know if it's me seeing it, but it's definitely there. As you looks like a UFO. It'd be funny if it is. As you connect more to this vibration of love, and you start raising your vibrations higher and connect more with that vibration, your energy will trying to think, see the word that they're trying to show me. It'll move you into a hole.
I can unlock it for you. Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, no worries.
I hear you. I'm here. It's my yard people.
Okay. It'll move you more into a stronger vibrational connection.
Okay.
And that's what you're learning to do right now is you're moving your human expression more into a oneness with your spirit, and that'll help you to get more of an output of what is necessary for the people that you're working with. But the artwork is going to be phenomenal. The other thing that I'm getting is there's a part of you that likes to, I don't know, there's like this playful side of you. Have you ever thought of writing?
Yes, I'm working on that. It's just formulating what I'm going to write and getting the time. And I'm in the process of moving my life over to where I'm supporting myself with the healing practice and art, and writing was part of it.
Yeah, there's something around, and again, it may not be a direct thing, but there's something around children. I don't know if you've ever done pictures, art, like a little children type of a book, or if it's just bringing out the childlike in you when you're writing. But I keep seeing children around your energy field, and I see a lot of pictures and a lot of story with the pictures, like an uplifting short story book. And
that
it has to
good.
Do, yeah, and it feels like you have this gift of keeping things very simple. You don't like complications. You don't like things to be difficult. You like simplicity. So this book feels very simple. It's like a short story type of a book that has lots of pictures in it, and it could be for adults too, but there's a childlikeness to it.
Well, what I was going to do is take some of my paintings and some of the photographs that were really striking to me and put, like, my short poems on it, because I don't have really big,
long.
Well,
there we go.
Yeah,
there we go.
And there was a man that I was working with that was going to put that together, because he's a photographer, and it would be just a little bitty book, but it would be pretty. It would be pretty,
you know,
and cute.
Yeah, you have to do it. You have to, that is your first focal point.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Because it's going to really reach a lot of people and so forth.
And
it'll be so simple,
you'll want to keep it. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing about it is it just brings the innocence of that childlikeness into your life. And that's what people are striving right now and craving for, is bringing that childlikeness back alive. And that's so important right now in people's lives.
But at the same time,
the
poetry will be me, but it'll be
exactly.
A light way to present it, so it's not too heavy.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd be curious to see how that comes along. Are you interested in any of the things? Do you want to explore it and see if what I do resonates with
That would be wonderful, yes.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Did you write down? Well, you did write down the website.
Ramsey just wanted me to let you know that we have a pretty good amount of time after we
get
here.
Okay.
And if you would like, we can go ahead and knock this out for you within like 30, 40 minutes.
How much is it?
I think it's $40.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yes,
okay.
Take care of it for you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
So, what were you? And if we get cut off, you'll call me back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we're still on Blog Talk.
Oh, that's I forgot.
Yeah, it's going to cut us off in 2 minutes. I think you get 15 extra on a 30-minute, right?
I don't know. I've never done this before. So
it's going to cut you off at
15. I'm glad you know more than I do about that part, because I usually call people back. Maybe I'll, you know, I think I'm going to see if that works. Hold on a second. Let me just, and then this way I can end that. So let me... Do you have call waiting?
Yes. I think so.
Well, you're going to find out. Okay. Yeah, let me end.